Jaz bi gospodu Bensonu zastavil dve kratke vprašanje. Torej, Obama sam je izjavil pred kratkim dosti jasno, da v primeru, da pakistanski predsednik ne bi ukrepil zoper teroristične oporišče znotraj same države, ne, bi pač on to storil. Kaj nam ta izjava pove o njegovem dojemanju mednarodnega prava? Drugo vprašanje bi pa bilo, ali lahko glede na domnevno progresivnost Obame oziroma njegovo domnevno pripravljenost na sodelovanje z drugimi državami in prevzemanje odgovornosti pričakujemo, da bo v njegovem mandatu Amerika pristala na pristojnost mednarodnega kazenskega sodišča tudi za državljane ZDA. Hvala.
There's a saying that if you're carrying a hammer, then every problem starts to look like a nail. And unfortunately, that's been the story in the last 8 years and also previous in the United States. I believe, personally, when it comes to the Pakistani situation and the situation of perhaps Al-Qaeda being in that country, you can look at it from the angle of international law, or you can look at it from the angle of diplomacy. But I believe that if there is information pointing to the presence of Al-Qaeda, which did, after all, commit this crime in Washington, that I personally think that the Obama administration will try diplomacy first. And I was going to say, in response to some of the earlier comments about diplomatic representation, I believe that, for example, appointing Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State in the United States is a good sign because it shows that this institution, the State Department, which has been de-emphasized year after year, for many years, with a budget that's far smaller than the Pentagon, far, far smaller, I believe that it will now, I would like to see it now undergo a renaissance so that there's more diplomacy, far more diplomacy. But personally, I think that if in fact Pakistan is told that there's information about the presence of these figures, people, and they don't act, that it is within the rights of the United States, even despite the aggression and the lawlessness of the last 8 years, to go and attempt to get these people. That's my personal feeling about it. Your second question had to do with international law, yes?
International tribunal, criminal tribunal.
It's interesting you mention that. I was in an email dialogue with a friend of mine in New York, Lawrence Wechsler, about this, because, and he said that it's a true test, because I sent him a column I wrote about how we can't leave, it was actually published here on Saturday, but I wrote it in December, we can't leave international justice being implemented, for example, at Rumsfeld, we can't leave justice to be implemented internationally. We have to deal with it at home, And he wrote back to me and said, it would be an interesting question if Rumsfeld, for example, or one of these senior figures in the U.S. administration that just left, is on vacation, let's say, or visiting London or Spain or something, and there is an injunction and they are actually arrested. What would the reaction be of the Obama administration? And I personally think that they would not support it. They would not allow that you'll see the U.S. behaving in the way it has in the past, because then it'll be a question of U.S. power. And then, Obama made it clear in his inauguration that he's president of the United States and that he's going to defend the interests of the United States. So we shouldn't be naive about that. So I'm not sure. It'll be very interesting to see how the U.S. responds when it comes to the International Criminal Tribunal. I agree with you. And we'll see. Also, Hillary Clinton clearly will have a major role now.